This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1853. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 23rd, Armenia, Brazil, Cuba, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Germany, Guatemala, India, Indonesia, Japan, Korea North, Madagascar, Malaysia, Nigeria, North America, Norway, Romania, Russia, Somaliland, South Sudan, Turkey, USA, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The Armenia transmitter site is getting quite a bit of business. Manuel Mendez forwards a notice from Radio Mi Amigo about a special transmission Sunday, November 27th, from 19 to 21 UT, another special event show to promote their new daily transmissions on 6085 via Germany, but this one will be on 6145 via Armenia with 100 kilowatts. It's a two-hour show with four segments presented live by four of their DJs. They await reception reports. Correct ones will be rewarded with a new printed QSL card and Mi Amigo car stickers. And here's another one sent on to us by Alan Rowe from Shortwave Service on Facebook, Christian Milling, about the program called Radio Menschen und Geschichten, or People and Stories. It's going international on Monday, November 28th. From 20 to 20:30 UT on 6005 to Scandinavia and UK, and Tuesday, November 29th, 0230 to 03 UT on 7250 to North America. We will broadcast our first English edition. They will be speaking with Hermantis Plekis about radio jamming in former times and today. He wrote a book about it and made a very interesting film documentary. And also, an interview with Amanda Dawn Christie about her new film, Spectres of Shortwave, The Demise of Sackville Radio Canada International. These are both via Armenia with 100 kilowatts. 7250, of course, is in the ham band in North America, which really shouldn't be used for broadcasts to North America. But Wolfgang Büschel checked out the VOA CAP propagation map at that time on that frequency and found it should be putting in good signals to eastern and even central North America. It's tough to hear the 60-meter band frequency of Radio Brasil Central in North America, 4985, because of heavy radio teletype. In fact, we often wonder if it's really on the air. They do have another frequency, 11815. Art Delabert in Maryland, however, reports on November 22nd at 01:55, he was hearing Radio Brasil Central on 4985 right through the teletype that constantly occupies the frequency parallel to 11815. It helps if your receiver has an auto notch that can follow the teletype and reduce the high-pitched tones to clicks, such as his NRD 545. Rodney Johnson in Nevada reports hearing a station in Portuguese on 5990, November 14th at 0909, talking about Trump. So he assumes it's Radio Senado in Brasilia, the only one listed on that frequency. However, as far as we know, it's not been active very much, and when it is active, it's only on in the local mornings. Radio Havana, Cuba has made some frequency changes, but they've yet to put up a new B16 schedule. I guess Arnie will do it when he's good and ready, but even then it probably won't be 100% accurate. One of the most notable changes is 11840, which had been on the air only in the evenings, now running in the mornings, such as November 19th at 1308. And whenever the 11840 transmitter is on the air, it's accompanied by two parasitic spurs on 11830 and 11850. That is, if all of them are strong enough to propagate. And this was the case in the morning, while in the evening, when 11840 is still on the air as well, it's often just about faded out.
As of November 20th, I've confirmed the correct times and frequencies for the three weekly half-hour Esperanto broadcasts of Radio Havana, Cuba on UT Sundays only. 0700 on 6100, 1600 on 11760, and 2230 on 17730. Ron Howard continues to monitor the two programs of the Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea on the 40-meter hamband by long path around Sunrise in California, such as November 17th, 7146.55 with Program 1 at 1411. But the other one, Program 2, had changed frequency. It had been recently on 7175 or 7185, but then it was on 7180. Also, it checked at 1411. Separate programming from the other one, but both with almost fair reception. He also heard them on November 19th, and on November 18th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria agreed that 7180 had replaced 7185 when he monitored later between 1800 and 1833 in Arabic. On November 20th, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany checked them as well and measured their exact frequencies. They were signing off at 1834 with the national anthem, apparently, 7146.556 and 7179.989. He says the transmitters went off the air at 1835-37. They apparently come on later for their nighttime broadcast, but Dan Sheedy in California heard 7146.5 going off at 1502 November 19th, and 7180 going off at 1500 UT November 18th. And then there is a jamming by Ethiopia, which doesn't get along with Eritrea. Wolfgang Büschel reports on November 23rd, monitoring via the remote receiver in Sri Lanka, 7146.558 at 0346, and Ethiopian white noise jamming, wideband from 7140 to 7150. Furthermore, the other Eritrean frequency had Ethiopian white noise jamming between 7174 and 7186, but not as strong as the other one. Ivo Ivanov says for the afternoon or evening broadcast that Ethiopian white noise digital jamming starts at 1502 on both frequencies, but it's not clear whether that's when Eritrea gives up temporarily. The last living Central American shortwave station, Radio Verdad in Guatemala, we can hear any evening on 4055, so I seldom bother to log it. But they're doing very well if they're only 700 watts, 20 over 9, November 22nd at 0208, with a hymn in Spanish. Dr. Edgar Amilcar Madrid of the station copied a reply he sent to a Guatemalan who picked them up while visiting Costa Rica, mentioning that there is currently no postal service in Guatemala, so only EQSLs and other things can be sent, nothing in the postal mail. And by the way, we can also hear Radio Truth well before sunrise. Ron Howard in California says, I finally heard a clear introduction to a daily 5-minute segment in English from All India Radio Aizawl on 5050, November 17th at 12:20. They said, now we'll hear comments from the press. 12:25 back into Hindi, but 12:30, the New Delhi audio feed of news in English. On that date, there was well above normal reception, even with interference from Beibu Bay Radio in China. Not unusual for them, but Voice of Indonesia was missing for several days, starting November 16th, according to Atsunori Ishida. I kept checking 9525.9 during the 13 UT hour supposed to be in English, and was still not hearing them on November 19th or 20th. However, José Ronaldo Xavier, JRX, in Paraíba, Brazil, was hearing Voice of Indonesia again on November 22nd. At 1850 to 1935 in German and then in English. And Ivo Ivanov was also hearing English again on November 22nd, but it was running 6 minutes late from 1306 to 1406. Filed under Korea North Non, but it also could be under Japan. I finally found Seabreeze on a new frequency, November 17th at 1335. That being a Thursday, it was in English, 6145. They had been for a while on 7410, which was really bad because China Radio International was also on that frequency, but 6145 is good with no interference here. They were doing their usual brief news headlines, each introduced by a date, introduced and outroduced by Daily NK, the source for news about North Korea, and the same electronic sounder between them several times a minute. They announce, "This is Shokaze Seabreeze from Tokyo, Japan." Ron Howard in California also discovered the new frequency, 6145, but for him there was light interference from PBS Xinghai, China. Furthermore, the next Shokaze broadcast at 1405 UT had moved from 7325 to new 5910. That's always in Japanese, and although supposed to be Shokaze, he thinks they were actually relaying a related station about North Korean abductions of Japanese called Furusato Nokaze, Wind of Hometown. At least initially, there was no jamming on that one. Madagascar World Voice continues to be active sporadically. Sometimes we hear them during scheduled broadcasts, sometimes not. Even though close to antipodal, the 18 UT broadcast in English on 17640 can really boom in here when it's on the air. It is aimed more or less toward North America beyond West Africa. That's the hour known as African Pathways Radio, while their other English hour, the same as on KNLS Alaska as the new life station. I also heard at its new time and frequency of 01 UT on 9600, November 18th. In Arabic, MWV is known as Radio Feda, and Rodney Johnson in Nevada is amazed by how well it's coming in, starting at 2157 UT on 11790. I hear that quite well too, but strangely enough, on November 21st at 2213, 11790 was in Chinese instead of Arabic. Chinese at that hour is supposed to be on 9535 from their other transmitter, which leads me to believe that one of their two transmitters is down much or all of the time, requiring some modifications to their official schedule. In Spanish, they call themselves La Voz Alegre, with hours at 02 and 03, which presumably would be identical on 7390. I was hearing them before 03, but nothing after 03, leading me to believe that the second one is not on the air or the transmitter is being used somewhere else, such as for English on 15670. Anyway, that was the case on November 22nd. Dan Sheedy on Moonlight Beach, California, reports 6050. Malaysia, RTM Kajang, November 15th at 1458 until off at 1603. This usually carries Asyik FM, A-S-Y-I-K, but on this occasion he was very pleased to hear a full hour of another program, Salam FM, after switching over from Asyik at 1500, with the usual Quran recitation and commentary, and a long discussion of the upcoming International Tafiz Al-Quran Symposium, which would take place November 22nd to 24th. They had a nice non-jingle, Radio Malaysia Salam FM, ID at 1525, and mentioned the shortwave frequency. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1853. We also bring you a website, ever-growing with archival and the latest information, worldofradio.com, all of which are non-commercial. So, contributions to support these efforts may be sent, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank, please, to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Another station which does not adhere to a strict schedule is Voice of Nigeria. Torsten Hamann in Germany, proprietor of his Africa List, says this is probably just a one-off log. November 17th at 08:33 until off at 08:50. It's suddenly been off in mid-program. Voice of Nigeria in English on 15119.87 approximately. It was from the Abuja studio in strong and loud, but somewhat noisy modulation. At that time, they should have been on 7255, but no hint if it was also there. The DRM transmitter on 15120 had been missing the past few evenings. However, I happen to hear that November 18th at 18:42, DRM noise, 5 kHz above and below 15120, which must have been Voice of Nigeria active on that date. Here's something I caught thanks to regular extensive band scanning, and as far as I know, no one else did when I logged it or later. 7410 a.m., November 17th at 04:47. An S9 signal, but deep fades and slightly subtorted, with the immediately recognizable voice and message of the YHWH guy. He was mentioning corporate banksters and seemed to be wrapping up at 04:55. He said, "Wish you the best, Shalom. Thank you so much for listening in. True Jews not interested in a false deity worship such as Jesus." And he said, "Waiting for Yahweh, God's government, to be established." I had to do something else for a few minutes, but when I got back at 0509, it was off the air. Since 7410 is not a frequency in use by any legal U.S. shortwave station, I must conclude that Mr. Yahweh was back to piracy, despite having been busted last time and his location revealed as near Ridgecrest, California. Also, you may recall, he made a legal $25 broadcast via WBCQ and was going to do another one, but if and when that transpired, I have not heard. Station YHWH, previous pirate behavior, was to show up on a very wide variety of frequencies in and out of many different bands at many different hours. So, maybe we're in for another treat requiring lots of band scanning to find him. So far, however, I've seen no other reports of him on this or any other frequency recently. One thing is likely, he will not keep appearing again at the same time on the same frequency. Ron Howard, who did not hear this one, says, "I confess to actually missing the extensive band scanning we once had to do to find Josiah and his anti-Christian, Catholic, gay, Islam, Mormon, Buddhist, and pro-Jewish Yahweh diatribe. Perhaps he's now emboldened by the recent election." And Ron enumerates the frequency where he had heard him in the past, a whole bunch of frequencies. But this is just for reference. He may or may not show up on them again. 3235, 3255, 5730, 5770, 5785, 5860, 5865, 7125, 7185, 7300, 7330, 7515, 9600, 9605, 9730, and 9835. I've yet to retrieve all the other frequencies I and others reported during his previous period of activity, but I know some of them were up as high as 21 megahertz. Sven Martinson sends us a draft of the information he supplied for the new edition of the World Radio TV Handbook, which is about to be published. Radio Northern Star is the very low power station in Norway on 5895. In fact, it gives the power as 50 watts. They're also on medium wave 1314 and VHF 103.8. Here is the schedule he gives for 5895. Midnight to 09 UT, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. 09 to 13, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And 1300 to 1830 on Tuesday, 1300 to 1600 Thursdays and Saturdays, and 1600 to 1830 on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The call sign on 5895, so apparently it does have a license, is LLE3. It's over the facilities of the Bergen Broadcasting Station, actually relaying a 24-hour web service in English and Spanish, northernstar.cc with adult contemporary standards and variety 24/7. And ministry programs 17 hours a week, and announcements in Dutch, French, and Norwegian, as well as English. We and other Latin American listeners have been complaining about how both Romania and Vietnam, relayed by WHRI, are in Spanish at the same time on the same frequency, 7315 at midnight 30. Actually, the clash starts at midnight when Vietnam is in English. Radio Romania International was supposedly going to be on 7335 for this broadcast as registered. But anyhow, word has finally apparently reached them, and they've announced a change. Victoria Sepciu of the Spanish department has circulated a notice sent on to us by Jose Bueno in Spain that starting November 24th, RRI changes not to 7335 where they were expected, but to 7325. For the Midnight to 1 UT broadcast. She thought the interference was coming from Colombia. I don't know how she possibly got that idea. Wolfgang Büschel comments, this is the usual muddled-up procedure in Romanian radio. The information path between the technical department and bureaucrats, the transmitter sitters, Galbeni and Tiganeshti, as well as the foreign broadcasting language sections, go their own way every season. The Bulgarian DX blog presents the B16 schedule of Russia's main shortwave station, Radio Sakha, in Yakutsk. 7295 has 250 kilowatts on a 50-degree antenna, while 7345 is 100 kilowatts at 300 degrees. All of these are in parallel on both and depend on the day of the week. From 21 to 22, Monday through Friday. From 22 to 03 UT daily, 03 to 05 Saturday and Sunday, 09 to 12 daily, and 12 to 14 Monday through Friday. They are in Russian and in Yakutian. I can often pick up a just barely audible carrier on 7120 around 1320 UT, which is no doubt Radio Hargeisa Somaliland by Longpath. As usual in California, Ron Howard can hear it much better. He reports November 19th at 1321, theme music into a segment clearly in English. It's scheduled English 1320 to 1340. However, it was mostly unreadable even for him. There was some Horn of Africa music and a pop or rap song, closing theme music at 1341 and into vernacular. They played the national anthem by a marching band at 1359 and went off at 1400. And as Glenn has also noted, some days they keep the transmitter on well past 1400 with no audio. Last week, we reported that the local government had closed down iRadio in South Sudan. But now Richard Langley forwards news from Sudan Tribune, November 19th. The South Sudan Security Service has permitted a return to the air of iRadio FM after closing it down, sparking protest from media organizations, human advocacy groups, and government critics. It resumed broadcasting on Saturday morning, November 19th, after being shut down by National Security Service officers. They say everything is fine now. This doesn't mention shortwave, but of course they have been not only on FM in the country, but on shortwave as well. Namely, via France at 16 to 17 UT on 17730. And at 0400 on 7250. Shortly after mentioning last week that I could not get a listenable signal from Voice of Turkey's North American service in English at 0400 on 6080, I did. November 17th at 0430 check, it was way atop Voice of America, São Tomé, with which it is still colliding. They continue to make lots of transmission mistakes. The 1330 English broadcast on 12035, for example, November 18th was audible, but it wasn't in English and didn't sound like Turkish either. Then on November 19th, it didn't come on until 1332.40 when the news was already in progress, but at least it was in the proper language, English. Another anomaly was a report from Francisco Jackson in Brazil that he heard Turkey in Portuguese November 15th at 0203 on 9410. That's scheduled to be a Spanish broadcast. In fact, we didn't know they had anything in Portuguese. But checking their website, I find they do have a four-hour daily podcast in Portuguese. So that somehow apparently got on shortwave at least once. Recommended reading by former VOA correspondent Dan Robinson, titled What's a President-Elect to Do with the BBG? It appears in the blog of uscpublicdiplomacy.org. Thanks to a tip from Dave Kenny, WRMI has restored the variety of programs between 14 and 15 UT on 9955, which for a while were replaced by The Overcomer, including World of Radio, Wednesday at 14:15 and a half, confirmed on November 23rd. And more news of RMI, Richard Langley says, Raoul Van Hall has told me that his program Jazz from the Left is returning to WRMI beginning December 6th and 7th. The proposed schedule is 20 to 21 UT Tuesday on 11580 and midnight to 1 UT Wednesday on 7730, presuming it's reactivated. Alan Weiner Worldwide on WBCQ has volunteered to serve on the Federal Communications Commission. Should a president-elect appoint him, his priorities would be network neutrality, keeping over-the-air AM, FM, and TV broadcasting robust, improving broadband and cell phone quality, where the audio fidelity is now horrific, and another broadcasting ban for local communities, an extension of LPFM, but more for individuals. No signal from WMLK on 9275 for a couple of weeks, so I checked their Facebook, where they do keep us informed of their multiple problems, which is more than you can say for a lot of stations. Dated November 7th, we have developed a logic problem in the timed interlock system. Controls will be repaired when the engineer returns in about 2 weeks. He's working on the logic circuitry before he left. Therefore, WMLK will be off the air a while longer. Please be patient. The circuitry is still adjusting to full load requirements. But I was still not hearing it as of November 23rd. WWRB has made a winter change to the 90-meter band instead of 5050 for the three-night-a-week broadcasts. On November 20th, I was hearing 3195. And on November 21st, I found that they're still making a frequency change at 0200 on 3215 before WWCR takes over that frequency. That's when WRB switches to 3195. Programming before 0200, at least, is anti-Semitic and hateful. I think I've heard the same guy on WWCR 5890. One of the three WEWN transmitters is off, and Ivo Ivanov says it will be for the rest of the winter season. The day and night frequencies in English are 15610 and 11520, and in Spanish 12050 and 5810. One Voice of Hope Zambia transmitter was off the air for about 3 weeks, but since November 21st, I've been hearing it again after 05 UT on 11680. The propagation outlook from Boulder. Solar flux peaking at 84 December 2nd to 4th. A and K indices dipping to 5 and 2 November 30th to December 6th. But another peak coming December 10th to 20 and 4. And that's World of Radio 1853. Glenn Hauser, hoping you found the program informative and inviting you to hear me again next week.